This is the Blood Red podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
Hello and welcome to the latest Blood Red podcast from the Liverpool Echo. I'm Joe Rimmer and we've got a very special podcast today, brought to you today by NordVPN. Our sponsors Nord, get on board with Nord and head to www.nordvpn.com/bloodred to get 4 months free off a 2-year plan with our special offer. And there's no risk at all with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. So thanks to Nord for sponsoring the podcast. And yeah, as I say, it's a very special guest today. We've got none other than the Liverpool captain himself, Virgil van Dijk. Big Virg is going to look ahead to Liverpool's huge Premier League clash with Manchester United on Sunday. He'll be talking about Jurgen Klopp's decision to leave the club at the end of the season, as well as Liverpool's effort to send Jurgen Klopp off on a high with some trophies, including the Premier League and, of course, the Europa League in Dublin. So sit back and listen to what the Liverpool captain has to say.
So, Virgil, first of all, thank you for having us along today with Expedia. You enjoyed your trip around Liverpool?
It was amazing. I enjoyed it a lot. Did you enjoy it?
I loved it, yeah.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed it. The people, the locations, of course, the activities that we did. So
I guess you don't get to see a lot of this side of the city because you can't go. I've seen people mobbing you out there.
I've been around the docks, of course. I've been in the centre, but like we did it today, it was a really nice thing to do. I really enjoyed it. And when we obviously discussed it in the beginning that we were going to do it, you know, I was really excited. So I'm glad that it went how it went and that we met the people we met, because they were all lovely. And so big thanks to Expedia, of course.
So obviously you've been here 6 years, so It must feel like a home for you now. How does it compare to maybe other places where you've lived, like Glasgow, Southampton, Back in Holland?
Yeah, it definitely feels like home. I think it's the longest I've been at the football club in my career, and obviously my kids obviously grew up here and go to school here, and obviously the people are incredible, and it definitely compares a little bit to Glasgow, but still, you know, obviously I've got special memories already here. I know a lot of people. I have friends in Liverpool, and it's special. And I really enjoy it. And that's also one of the reasons I wanted to come here, because of the people, and the culture of the city, the club, and it's just a great feeling.
We've obviously seen some of the symbols of Liverpool today. The cavern. We've been in the docks. You yourself, now Liverpool captain, that's a symbol of the city as well. How have you found that since you got the honour in the summer? Has it changed you in any way? Have you different as a player or a person?
No, it didn't change me. But, you know, what definitely comes with that, the responsibility, you know, it's huge, but it's something that I really, really enjoy and take in with such pride. And each and every time I'm going out there and lead out the boys and walking around the city today and going to games, traveling, even traveling around the world, because obviously I love to travel, but people coming up to you and being so, you know, so happy with, you know, the things we have achieved and will achieve hopefully in the future, you know, it gives you just that proud feeling, and I will always be so grateful for it. And will make me proud is the most important thing that comes to mind.
There was obviously quite a big change in the summer with some players coming and going. Trent becoming the vice captain as well. There's obviously Alisson, Salah, Robertson. There's a little group of you who kind of do you make decisions together, or is it do you rule it out in fist and then they follow you?
No, you have to do things together, and it's good to have different opinions in order to make the right decision. Whether there have to be a decision be made, and we definitely have certain things to be discussed, can be small, can be big, and we have to rely on each other, and I think it's working very good. The other players, like you said, have also stepped up, have also enjoying that responsibility, and in the end of the day, you have to do it together. And that's what we try to do. And it's going pretty well.
I saw some quotes from Jordan Henderson last week basically saying, while he didn't want to leave, he saw that by leaving, it gives the likes of you, Trent, other players, a chance to sort of step up and take those leadership roles. And he was like, they can take them, they can do them. How much does that mean coming from a player like him who you'd have learned from when you first came?
Well, Jordan is a good friend of mine. And obviously, we've been through everything together. And he's been one of the best captains I think Liverpool have had with everything that we have achieved. So he's been amazing for the club, and that won't change. And in football, you know, things happen like this. You know, players eventually move on, and other players have to step up. And you know, the moment he left, others, you know, things will shift. Especially when obviously our vice captain and James Milner left as well before, so there will be some changes within the squad, some new roles for different players, and including my role. And, you know, like I said, things like this happen and others have to step up, and I think we all have done that.
Just recently, I just want to talk about a sort of 10-11 day period between the Luton game here, and then you got through to Wembley, and then Southampton in the cup, and then the Forest game away. That, to me, watching when I was at the games, that really struck me as that's your team. That's your stamping your authority as a captain. Help with the Wembley goal, by the way. But it really struck me because you had so many injuries and so many young players. Your role as a captain to lead some of those young lads who are all incredibly talented but need advice from the likes of yourself, that struck me as a big moment for you in your captaincy so far. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think for me personally, you know, it's a proud feeling again, but it's all credit to the boys that have stepped up. You know, like you said, we have injuries and difficult moments that we had to deal with, but the guys who actually played, you know, played well. We always kept that resilience that we are known for. You know, we never give up feeling that we always, you know, showed in the good times that was there, and doesn't really matter who was on the pitch really. And so it was all credit to the guys. You know, obviously I did my part, but without those guys, without the younger players, without the players that are coming off the bench, you know, these things wouldn't happen. And that's the mentality I think, you know, obviously we need, but it brings it back to the city as well. The city has that mentality, and we have that responsibility to make sure we show that on the pitch too.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo. The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Has your relationship with the manager changed since you became captain? Is it closer now, or is it...
No, not really. I've always had a very good relationship with him since day one. And we've been through everything together as well. And, you know, obviously him making me the captain of this amazing football club is something I will always be so grateful for. And but nothing really has changed between him and me. You know, we still have the same good communication that we always have been having, and that's the only key to success, I think, and that's what we have to just keep doing.
We obviously can't avoid the fact that he's not got much longer left in the job. Has anything changed there? Is it business as usual for the rest of the season?
Business as usual. I said it immediately, obviously, the day after when it got announced. You know, obviously it was a bit of a shock, like it was for all of Liverpool fans and even, you know, non-Liverpool fans, like it was for us. But, you know, what he wants for us is also the same. You know, we have targets to go for and to achieve, and that didn't change. You know, we started this process in the summer. We had a disappointed last year, and that's why we want to make things right. And not only for the manager, but for yourself as well. You know, we all have pride. We all want to, you know, we know that we can do all better than we did last year, and that's what we have been showing since day one, I think, since pre-season. And let's see what the season brings.
I saw you out there on the docks today. Eyes were lighted up remembering the parades that have been there before. The idea of one for him, perhaps, is that a driving factor for the rest of the season as well, to kind of give the manager one last one of those, because they're incredible occasions.
Yeah, it's an amazing occasion, but I want to do it for myself as well. I want to do it for the fans. I want to do it for my family. I want to do it for, each and every one of out there that's rooting for us, that gives everything for us each and every day, you know, whether it's the people that work behind the scenes that you don't, that everyone else in the world don't see what we see, or, you know, people that are the other cross, the other side of the world, and they're supporting us in the middle of the night, you know. We all want to achieve greatness, and we still have a chance to, and we're gonna give it everything until the end. And obviously it will be an amazing farewell for the manager if it happens, but we all want to do it for, you know, each and every one of us as well.
Just someone, I don't think I've heard you speak about before, but Pep Linders leaving as well, your fellow Dutchman. He's obviously been Jurgen's right-hand man for so long. What do you see for him in the future? He's going to go on and be a great coach elsewhere, perhaps even with the Dutch team, for yourself or elsewhere?
Well, you know, hopefully he will carry on his development, and if he will become a head coach somewhere, then hopefully that he will be very successful. And you never know what the future might bring. You know, you need a bit of luck as a coach as well. You need the right circumstances. But he's been, you know, also very much important for the success of the club, and we will never forget that. So whatever happens, I wish him obviously all the best and success that he deserves, and let's see. But it should be also excited for him to see what the next chapter and next step will be. And so it's an excited thing for him, but I will forever be thankful for everything he's done for us and the football club.
We're seeing a very tight title race unfolding, obviously quite a way to go. The fact there's three teams involved this time, when you've been on in them before, there's largely been two. Are there any lessons that you can take from that to go forward for the rest of the season?
Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it and play free. You know, obviously it sounds very easy than it actually is, because, you know, you play on the highest level, the nerves could kick in, and you know, you could be limited to certain things, you could be afraid to make mistakes, but go out there, enjoy it, and show your qualities, and let's see. It's tight, like you said, and anything can still happen. But, you know, if it's meant to be, it will happen. And the only thing we have influence on is our own performances, and that's what we have to focus on. And that's been our key to success as well, that we focus on each game at the time, and that didn't change.
We're coming out just before the Manchester United league game. That's a match watched around the world. I mean, what you've experienced those games, you've won in those games. What's your overriding sort of thought on that rivalry, and what does it take to win those matches?
It's always a very tough game, intense battle. So it will be amazing, and hopefully we can give them a night to remember in a positive way. But like I said, it's a very intense battle, as always. And it's obviously because of the history of the clubs, the results, the games that they've played, and the successes that the clubs had in the history of football. And it won't be any difference on Sunday. It will be a tough one again. But we're going to give it everything that we have and see what we can get out of it.
They had a certain Dutch defender play for them back in the day at Manchester United, Jaap Stam.
Yeah.
He said recently if he could pick any player to play alongside, any defender to play alongside in the Premier League, it would be you. To create a super partnership. What were your thoughts on him as a player, and do you kind of agree with that?
I agree with that. Well, Jaap Stam was, you know, obviously growing up as a young defender, watching regularly the national team. Jaap Stam was the rock. You know, he was always there. He was intimidating. He felt, you know, when looking at him on TV, he felt like he was almost 3 meters tall. And would run through a brick and still be fine. So it would have been a pleasure to play with him. But Jaap Stam has been an incredible defender and has a huge name in world football. And hopefully I will be having the same.
Thanks very much, Rachel.
Thank you very much.
Listening to the Blood Red podcast from the Liverpool Echo.